Hey Mike, imagine stepping into a dark, twisted replica of H.H. Holmes' infamous murder castle, where every door could lead to your demise. And you're not just a passive observer, but an active participant in the horror unfolding around you. Sound exhilarating? Well, this is exactly the thrilling experience waiting for you in the Dark Pictures anthology, The Devil in Me. This game takes you on a wild ride with a group of documentary filmmakers who receive an enticing invitation to explore this modern-day horror museum. Initially, it seems like the perfect spot to capture some chilling footage to boost their waning ratings. But once they step inside, things spiral out of control as they realize they're being manipulated by a malevolent force. Isn't that enough to lure you in? Now, Mike, I know this game is a little different from what you usually play, but hear me out. This installment is packed with suspense and branching narrative paths, allowing you to make decisions that impact the fates of all the characters. Each choice you make could mean life or death. And with the unique addition of tool-based puzzles and expanded movement, you can run, jump, and climb. The gameplay feels so visceral and immersive. Visually, the game is stunning. The graphics deliver a true cinematic quality, enveloping you in an atmosphere that's both haunting and compelling. The detailed environments and dynamic lighting contribute to a feeling of dread that intensifies as you explore the eerie hotel. It's like being stuck in a horror film. And trust me, that's a vibe you don't want to miss out on. One particularly electrifying moment occurs during a deadly escape sequence. As the killer is right behind you, you'll need to think fast, making split-second decisions on routes to take to avoid traps and pitfalls. The tension is palpable, and every heartbeat echoes through your ears as it becomes a frantic race against time. Now that's the adrenaline rush gamers crave. What sets The Devil in Me apart from other titles is its multi-layered story with rich character development. You can dive into the curator's cut after finishing the main storyline, which offers fresh scenes from different characters' perspectives. This replayability factor really hooks players, and it's a fantastic way to experience the narrative from new angles. If you're thinking about similar games, the titles that immediately come to mind are Until Dawn and The Quarry. Like The Devil in Me, those games leverage player choices to create suspense-filled experiences. Now, while the whole premise sounds exciting, I'd be remiss not to mention that if you have a low tolerance for nail-biting terror, this might not be your cup of tea. The horror is intense. The stakes are high, and the psychological games played by the characters and the killer can be quite disturbing. If you're not into that level of tension, perhaps skip this one. However, I really encourage you to give The Devil in Me a chance. It combines elements of exploration and intense narrative moments in ways that elevate the gaming experience beyond traditional horror genres. Plus, who wouldn't be intrigued by trying to outwit a serial killer? So what do you say, Mike? Ready to brave the shadows and see if you can survive the sinister twists of The Devil in Me. It promises an evening packed with thrills and chills that you won't soon forget. Just remember, every decision counts. Thanks for hanging out today, and happy gaming.